Well, some blues there for you, for me, for Bobby, for the whole world, and for somebody up in upstate New York who called up and was digging it. Thanks for that call. Appreciate people who make the effort to tune into KGLT, however device, and these days it's a lot of streaming, and it takes some time and effort. It's not a passive sport. So thank you, everybody. And what was that? Frankie Lee Sims, Lucy May Blues, from an American album compilation I found by the same name, which I didn't know existed. And I probably have all the songs, but I just had to have that piece of vinyl. Collector scum, they call us. Magic Sam from an album I picked up. And I only learned about it recently, and there it was. When I was in Missoula, I found it at a record vinyl heaven. It's Blues Masters Volume 3. That Mike Vernon at Chess Blue Horizon Records put out in the late 60s, a beautiful series of stuff that was just rare as hen's teeth at the time, really done well too. You heard Roll Your Money Maker, and finish up with Earl Hooker from a compilation I also picked up on that trip called his First and Last Recordings. You heard the original version of Sweet Black Angel. Great guitar player there, Earl Hooker. Another one of those guys who died just when he was getting some acclaim, and in on the ballroom circuit, the rock kids started to discover him, and unfortunately, two bugs and a roach got him. 501. So I need to stop, take a deep breath, reset for another hour. This is KGLT Bozeman, KGLZ East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. My name is Ron Sanchez. I'm here every other Friday doing this, and digging through my record collection as I try to do. And I bought a lot of stuff recently, and I got to some of them 2 weeks ago, and I've still got a lot more. And I buy them for my own pleasure, but I buy them to share here on this platform. They don't just sit on my shelf. They go into the turntables right here, or on the CD players, whichever method. Okay? And there's people who support KGLT, and we'd like to thank them. Stormcastle Cafe, homemade comfort food, open for dining and takeout Thursday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Menu online at stormcastle.com, and Facebook or phone 586-0395. They're located at 7 on Ty Lane, one block west of MSU Brick Breeden Fieldhouse in Bozeman. And Matt Brewing. The tap room is serving elevated, locally sourced pub food with mountain views and Montana vibe. Brews available on draft and in cans throughout Gallatin Valley. On the web at mattbrewing.com. Instagram, Facebook. Every great adventure begins with a map. Yes. Okay. I've got it lined up. Start here. You may wonder, who is this Bobby Sutliff guy? I'll tell you a short story. If you were listening to this show in 82, 83, there's something called college rock, and it was just a new wave of independent music, post-big label stuff. You know, in the late 70s, the major labels got lost. Punk rock really threw them, and they came back with sort of corporate punk rock, like the Knack and stuff. And people just in all corners of the world just started making records on their own. And we ended up with REM, whose first record was a little indie single. Let's Active, DBs, same thing, little indie label out of New York, and the Windbreakers out of Jackson, Mississippi, of all places. And they all had their own sounds, and the Windbreakers was two writers, Tim Lee and Bobby Sutliff. And I loved them. I played them a lot in my radio show. And I even sent them a fan letter saying, you know, we love you here in Montana. Play you on the radio all the time. And jump ahead, let's say 84, 94, 20 years? Could be. I had to look it up. I think I bumped into Bobby Sutliff online about 2003, 2004 on a music discussion group. And I took him aside and said, hey, a big fan from way back, and glad to meet you. And we struck up a friendship right away because we had a common interest in music and stuff, recording. And along the way, I asked him politely if he'd like to play a guitar solo on one of the songs, my band was recording, and he said, yes, but I have to sing a line. And I said, sure, I can do that. It's no problem. And he came back with not only a one line of vocals, but a really elaborate Beach Boy-like backing vocal part that fit perfect. And I said, thank you. And right after I finished that record, I went to Seattle to record an album with a guy named Roy Loney, who had been in the Flaming Groovies and had a thriving solo career with various bands, including the Long Shots, a Seattle bass band. And after some prodding, we got Roy back in the studio and did an album. I had to make sure the bill he didn't pay was forgiven. He was nervous about that. And I talked to Conrad Udo, and he said, oh, no, don't worry. Roy is welcome back. And I promised I would pay, which I did. And through the course of the album, Roy recorded quite a few songs, I don't know, 16 or 18 songs. And one of them, a prime song, just wasn't working in his mind. Something was wrong with it. Bobby spoke up and said, let me have a go at it. And I came up with a little guitar part. Oh, excuse me, that was a magical glue that made the song work. And Roy was pleased that the song wasn't discarded. And Bobby was pleased as punch to finally get to play with Roy Loney, one of his idols and something he had dreamt of doing. So we were both happy. And after that, I came back to Bozeman and started recording another album with my band. And Bobby said, well, I'm in your band now, aren't I? And I said, if you want, you can be. And he just said he would prefer to be in a group format rather than doing solo records where it's all him. And we put our heads together and found that we worked well together. Mostly writing independently, but we collaborated on some things and made a lot of records. And along the way, Bobby started inviting people he knew or knew of into the band. And then he'd say, is that okay that I've asked Scott Sutherland to join the band? Matt Pucci from Rain Parade, is it okay if he's in the band? I said, well, I think so. Tom Stevens from Long Riders, is it okay if he's in the band? I think we can do that. So I came back with a couple others. And along the way, we added Chris Hughes, who was actually somebody Bobby had known from the early 80s in Jackson. And she was just here with her husband, who's also now in the band. So I finally met, I think I've met all the current band members. Peter Holsapple, I asked him to help out, though he claims he's not in the band, but I think if it asked, he'd play again. He was in the DBs and Continental Drifters and a lot of others. And we enjoyed doing this. It was a nice hobby, a relaxed way to make music, pretty open format. And we made a lot of records, and they've been accepted. We're not rich. We've not sold thousands, but we have fans. And occasionally, Bobby and I would conjure up the Fleetwood Mac era of Danny Kirwan and Peter Green, which we both loved. And Peter Green is probably Bobby's favorite guitar player, one of them. He had quite a few. But if I said, Bobby, do the Peter Green thing, he'd usually light up and say, sure. And this is one of them. This is the last thing he recorded with the band. I think he did it in January. We were preparing an album, and I had a song that needed guitar. And it's actually a song, the backing track for this song was written the morning Tom Stevens died, which was January of last year. That was my reaction to it. And Bobby said, I can't touch that for a year. But he appreciated it. And of course, a year later, he said, absolutely, and whipped up some guitar. And we ended up doing two versions of this. This is a vocal version I think I've played before, but this is Bobby Sutliff ripping on the guitar. The song is called Story in a Story. And I'm going to play some other guitar stuff for a good long while. So please indulge me, because this is what I need to do. Sorry, that was the wrong song. I want to play the right one. Let me get that. That would have been a really long one. And here, I've got it right now. Thanks. Thank you.
Well, you better lay low. Thank you.
finishing up with Rain Parade. Thanks, Matt. Thanks for being around when we need you. Just stretching out there. A lot of guitar stuff. Bobby Sutliff with Domino's Brain. Peter Green with John Mayall. Mick Taylor with the Rolling Stones. Richard Treese with Donovan's Brain and Help Yourself. And then Rain Parade. That's Matt Peachy playing the guitar on that one. Just blowing the cobwebs out and getting ready to wind it down. I believe it's going to be Uncle Duke here in a few minutes. I will be back in 2 weeks. I need to tell you a bunch of stuff. Let me run this down. This is a required. This 5 o'clock hour has been supported by KSM TV, Montana's public television channel 9. Tonight on Montana PBS, you're going to get Washington Week, Firing Line, American Masters, Antiques Roadshow, and BBC World News. We're also supported by Danny Manholt Honda in Bozeman, bringing you the newly redesigned Honda HR-V all-wheel drive sports utility vehicle for 2023. More information at DannyManholtHonda.com and LivingstonMontana.com. Park County, all in one place since 1998. Updated information on Park County businesses, events, and new health page. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, LivingstonMontana.com. Okay, that covers it. That's about it. One thing about Bobby Sutliff, since we're talking about him today, he was a huge Beatles fan, obsessive, and he collected different pressings. Not the most obsessive guy, no, but he knew the ones to have. He'd seek them out. And one thing he always pitched was the German pressing of a Magical Mystery Tour. He always said that's the one to have if you're going to have a stereo pressing of Magical Mystery Tour. And luckily, I had one, so I didn't feel left out. This is for you, Bob.
Comes in through the door, illuminates the air, floats above the floor, midnight in her hair. Then suddenly she's gone, like a ghost ship on the sea, the elusive Dr. D.
about you.
Satisfied mind.
about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was from the house. The army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away, but I just had to look. Having read the book, I'd love to turn you wrong. Fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs and drank a cup. And looking up, I noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat. Made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and had a smoke. And somebody spoke and I went into a dream.